What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
R&B money. We up. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast.
What? Say it again. What's the name of it?
The R&B Money.
Yeah.
Podcast.
A lot of money. Whole lot of money.
Whole lot of money.
It's in the building.
The authority on all things.
Yeah, yeah.
R&B. Ooh.
You see me waving.
Ooh, they've been waiting.
Yeah.
They've been wanting.
Ooh, they've been in the comments.
Tupac. They've been salivating.
Can we get a Tupac?
Huh?
They've been in the comments.
Where is he? Yeah. When we gonna see he? Is he coming to see you? We got a man in the building. My God.
Who we got in the
building? My God. We have one of the greatest talents our generation has ever seen.
One of them.
We have one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The boy loves to call himself Chocolate. That's what he loves to call himself. He loves to shout out to the ladies. How many ladies want this chocolate? That's what he says. The man has grossed over $1 billion at the box office.
$10 billion.
$10 billion.
All the floss is here.
At the box office.
Nine short.
They want to see him. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise.
Make some noise.
For my brother, Tyrese.
Yes, sir.
Tyrese.
Yeah.
Two octaves.
So you told me you had a disclaimer.
Oh yeah, first of all, I'm so happy to be here, man.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite shows that I ain't been on yet.
Yeah.
This is for real, man. I'm so happy for y'all. I just want to put y'all at ease real quick.
Okay.
If you sensitive, don't watch this. If you don't do well with tough topics and people being raw and unfiltered, just go look at something. There's so much shit going on social media. Just swipe and keep going.
Talk to him.
We about to unpack this R&B conversation. Mm-hmm. We about to talk about whatever it is we thinking and feeling. I feel safe here.
Yeah.
These are my brothers. I might drop a tear or two. I do have a scheduled tear. Let me see. Got a scheduled tear at 3:45. So 3:45. If you tune around, you stick around at 3:45. That scheduled tear is coming.
Coming.
Okay. But I'm happy to be here, man. But if you sensitive, man, be in your feelings about grown men having conversations about real shit, just go away, man. But it's about to get real.
First
I'm
of all,
honored to be here, sir.
Flowers to you, my brother.
Man,
thank you.
Flowers to you, my brother. We all know what this is. And 98, when we met, and I had to... Had to vocally kick your ass.
Oh, wow. We started it off like that. He said raw and unfiltered. Hey, you the fucking lie.
I had to vocally
get some of them ribs.
Give you some of them things right there.
Pity pat.
But you've been at a high level ever since. Mm. Ever since. That is... not easy. That is unheard of. So flowers for continuing to be great.
Thank you, sir.
And representing for the culture.
Appreciate it.
The right way. And now let's get into the wrong way.
The wrong way.
What the fuck? Jay is like,
I've never seen this side.
Why did you break up Teachy too? Oh!
Let's get it
ready. Let's get it ready.
Rumble. Okay, first of all.
Here we go. Here's another disclaimer. Our liaison.
Fuck.
The TGT liaison. The guy who everybody felt comfortable having the tough conversation.
Our therapist.
Yeah, our therapist. He's here.
TGTJ.
He can vouch for all of this. All right.
TGTJ.
So back to you, my brother.
I'm going to chime in here and there. I'm going to let you guys do your thing, but I will chime in.
Okay, no. I won't say why did you break up TGT.
Why did I break up TGT?
It's a loaded question, but it's not fair. So let's go here.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into the office at Atlantic, and we're sitting down, the deal is done, and we're discussing percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese says to us, I feel that. But my market share. It's the first time a nigga had ever told me
what his market share was.
That's all that matters in this shit. Your market share.
nigga didn't say I get more money than y'all. No, he said, my market share is significantly more.
He had just looked all that shit up.
Then you two brothers. So I respect you. But it's not even because it's not even.
It can't be even.
We can't be even. Look at me.
Look at
me. Look at you.
Look at me.
Look at you.
And look at you.
And it was a tough conversation because I didn't like it, okay? I didn't like it.
I had to see Tank go, gulp.
You motherfucker.
What the fuck did he do? Gee, because I didn't even give neither one of them the heads up that I was going to present my market share.
Did you have a graph?
No, I didn't have no graph.
See, when you fuck around.
I'm coming up in there with schematics. I got a gauge. First of all, I got to defend myself because we ain't finna be out here crazy, all right? Without even getting into no numbers, because that ain't nobody's business, what the conversation was, because I don't do shows that often, concerts that often, when I finally do shows, rather I drop every year, every 5-6 years, I'm able to demand a certain number. And so Tank was getting his number, G was getting his number. Now, if music was only thing, it was the only thing I did, then all of our numbers would probably look the same, because there's no such thing as paying your bills and feeding your family without doing concerts when you're an artist. Mm-hmm. So everything about me doing movies became an accidental blessing, right? Because I'm doing these movies, I'm getting this money over here, so I don't gotta do 50, 60, 70 shows a year as far as concerts. So when I do my shows, I'm able to get the number that I feel like I deserve. And so the conversation was TGT, Genuine, Tank, Tyrese, how do we split it three ways? And for me, that just didn't work for me at the time. And so as we either signed the deal or was about to sign the deal, I just had to put that on the table and say, this is where I'm at with it. And that was it.
It's great and, timing.
Yeah, the
before
timing.
Before we sign that.
Before we sign
wait,
this.
Hold on. Hold the pen.
Hold the pen. Give us 2 minutes. I just want to discuss something with my brother.
I did that. You want custody of your kids or not? Okay.
It was a tough conversation.
Keith Sweat had the same conversation with LSG.
No. It was a tough conversation for two reasons. The first reason was because we actually didn't have an agreement when it came to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thought that since now we're a group, a new entity, it would all be fair amongst all of us.
Three-way split.
Mm-hmm. But then the two to that is that you were right. You were getting way more money per show to show up. You were getting more money than both of us combined to show up. So when Jaha came in, another numbers guy. Guys, if you just move the percentages just right over here, then you move yours right over there and just dump that.
Everybody
in
lands.
Everybody. I was like this. I was like, all right. Genuine was like,
Fuelman.
G, what?
Hey, G, it's 10 years later. G still ain't over. Hey, man, G talking, is off to Hennessy right now in his bowling alley. He mad
in his
now.
Bowling alley.
You talk about hot.
Genuine has a bowling alley at his house.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Hot. So,
yeah.
So we end up, you know what? It is what it is. Whatever. We move past that part. Here's the other part where it got tricky. Because I just want to keep getting into the tricky parts. Because they've seen us discuss it separately.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never seen us discuss it together.
All right.
I'm the music man. I am the music man, Jay. We had a production company making music. That's what we did, right, Jay?
We make music.
We make the music. Grammy nominated, number one records. That's what we do. Tyrese don't write nothing. Tyrese don't produce nothing.
I think I just seen him on the internet arguing with somebody the other day about that. But you know what?
You understand? The music man is in the group. Okay? You just use your market share to negotiate us an amazing deal. You did your part. Now it's time for the music man to do his part.
I'm not Genuine working with Timbaland. I'm Timbaland.
And you won't get out of my way.
We're
going to do a boot camp. Mm-hmm. We're going to call 1,000 producers, 1,000 writers. I said, Reese, that's not how you make magic. That's how I make magic. I said, I get it, Reese, but you don't make music all the time. You know, I said, but when I do make music, look what happens.
Look at what happened.
I said, look, Marcus Scheer.
Look at Marcus Scheer.
Oh.
Put a Marcus Scheer graph.
Y'all wish you would. I wish you would. I'm going to file a complaint with the podcast committee. You put a grab in front of me, it's over. And I remember you too. I'm going to elbow your baggage claim.
And we proceed to make this album with a boot camp, with sessions just all over the place.
R&B boot camp.
And you could tell by our text messages, if we ever pulled up that text chain from years ago.
Don't forget the Tyree emails.
There's a lot
don't
of
violence. Don't forget the Tyree emails.
There was violence within us,
yes.
Right? But what you would send to the label was equally as violent.
Yes.
At
aggressive.
4 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning, I was just thinking.
The start of the E. I was just thinking in the subject box.
You all are not going to. Why are you so difficult, man?
Hey, man, listen. I have to just say, guys, truth be told, we got one shot at this thing, man.
Yeah.
We got one shot at this thing. And I'm going to tell y'all, man, the old me was in this place of just being in disbelief about everything that had to do with anything. It doesn't matter what level people is on. I couldn't believe anything about anything that was going on in my life and my career. And so I'll never forget somebody said, there's humility and there's being too humble. And I said, what does that mean? They said, sometimes you could be so humble where you disappear in the room. You disappear in the deals. You disappear in negotiating what you really deserve. Don't be so grateful and so humble that this opportunity presents itself that you don't do whatever you got to do to make sure that business-wise, you don't take care of business. So once I shifted out of super humility, South Central LA, grateful, can't believe that anything is happening beyond the Coke commercial, deal number one with the Tyrese album, to deal number two, this whole time, I'm just like, yo, man, whatever y'all have in mind for me, it's all good. No. Don't ask for all that, man. We good with this. Everything about my thinking changed. And the moment that my thinking changed about me moving as a man that knows his value, his self-worth, and I'm not going to settle for whatever they're giving or whatever they're offering without having the audacity to either demand or bottom line and say, this is where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously when you move that way, people are going to, not you, I'm not saying this to Ethan, you or G, but people are going to project what they believe and think you deserve off onto you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the conflict is.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, as I pull up to your house and I'm seeing R&B Money Podcast, the court is there, the pool, wifey was right there, I waved at her, she cooking. You deserve this, Tank.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve this. I ain't been to Jay's crib yet, but you deserve this. And if you had settled for what they were willing to give, then we'd be in a very different situation. And that's my life.
Yeah.
Because I am overly aggressive about business, about deal terms, about what I feel like I deserve, and you got to demand it. And then when it's time to compromise because something is going to implode, you got to also watch the algorithm of deal making and negotiating and make sure that you end up with nothing because you allow it to get nasty pertaining to negotiating. So yeah, the reason I'm worth what I'm worth and I have what I have is because I decided to stay humble, meaning grateful, but don't be humble enough to where you disappear in the deals that you're doing.
Hmm.
And that's the difference.
Well, you definitely didn't disappear.
But there's a lot of people that's done movies. They don't make what I make per movie. There's a lot of people doing shows and concerts. They don't make what I make per concert. There's a lot of people doing walkthroughs and hosting, doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
But they'll take pretty much whatever is offered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got to shout out my big bro, Vin Diesel. And I haven't made it to the $20 million club yet. I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm.
But I said to Vin around the time we first met when I did Fast Five, literally, I said, yo, man, how do you get into the $20 million club? Like, how? There's only a few black people in this town that makes $20 million a movie. How do you get into the movie, to the club? He says, it's funny you should say that, Ty Boogie, is what he called me. He said, well, I got here from saying no more often than I say yes.
Mm-hmm.
My head fell off his shoulders, bloop, 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 down the mountain. And I'm saying, wow. He said, yeah, the package is expensive. He said, I don't always have to have the movie studio to pay for my private plane when I travel places. But the day that anybody in the industry know that I was willing to fly commercial, you fucking my bag up.
Hmm.
I've created a standard for myself, and this is what it has to be. Even if I don't want a private plane, that's what everybody in the game is used to me traveling on, because that is the perceptions of my value that I've created for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't go backwards. Sometime I got to wait an extra day and a half for a private plane to show up when I could have easily said I'm ready to go now and just go fly commercial. But it's going to change the perception. Oh, he's willing to fly commercial.
Hmm.
He's willing to accept this.
They're going
to
spread the word.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no, we got him on a commercial flight one time.
Yeah, we flew. I mean, it was like $10,000. Put him on the plane. We didn't have to go Global Express, you know. So you create the standard, and that's the whole thing. You have to go into every situation and know, this is who I am, this is what my value is, and this is what I believe I deserve. And then in the end, when the conflict of, yo, you're doing too much, you're going too far, but then both G and Tank became ultimately the beneficiaries of that bottom line for those moments that I had them, then we all able to pop champagne and have a good time, even though I don't drink.
I said thank you.
You did not say thank you.
It wasn't always.
You say thank you for the photo,
always,
man.
It wasn't always a good time.
It okay. What do you mean?
My turn.
Oh, okay.
Let me say this before you say that.
All right.
Here's what I'd love. I love that you have a bottom line.
Yes.
I love that your self-worth is on. You cannot you cannot move my needle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not the only one at TGT, right? Is what you gonna say?
No.
Okay.
I think there comes a time where, because for me, you're my friend. Mm. And so a bottom line in business starts to feel like you're not just negotiating against me, but trying to make sure you're standing above me.
That's how it felt?
That's how it felt.
And
we've had discussions.
I apologize.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we've had discussions, you know, and understanding each other.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, for me, where the feelings got weird. Because I'm like, this is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to make sure, or it felt like,
mm-hmm.
he's trying to make sure that Tyrese is right here.
Mm-hmm.
His name is already first in the group.
Nobody knew that.
You knew that.
TGT could have been any T.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Who walks out on stage first?
I don't know. I don't know. Who used to walk out on stage first? I don't remember. Who walked out on stage, Jay?
Terry!
That's not true!
Your go, Jay. Get him!
Oh, my God.
The business side of it.
Okay.
Which, obviously, for me was... You got, and I've said this to both of you before, it was very much an internship for me. Coming from, because at this point I'm not managing Tank yet either.
Yeah.
So I'm coming from the creative side, but then I'm coming from the business world because I, you know, I got some deals for people and I had done consulting and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But just not like full management, especially at you guys' level. So I was kind of thrown into it. Mm-hmm. Which you all know. And for me, I never asked for money because I didn't feel like I should be paid for what I was doing just yet. This was me paying my in my own mind, paying my own dues. And because I was able to write the records with it for y'all for the project and be a part of that. So I'm like, nigga, I'm a part of it and I'm going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to be like, shit, okay, these are three of my friends individually, because I had known all three of you guys individually. I had worked with all y'all individually and together now. And me watching the friendships be affected by the business, it was tough for me at times. Because I'm like, fuck, man. Like, and Tank will tell you, like, I've always been one of those people, and you know this too, though. I don't like for people that I'm cool with to have issues with each other.
Yeah.
Because I never want to be in a room where someone is speaking on somebody I fuck with. Because I'm going to be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. You feel like that, call that man.
Yeah, but you were our safe place, though, Jay.
I know.
All three of us.
But that's tough at times, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's tough at times because I'm like, I hear all y'all, but shit, can y'all hear all y'all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Great.
Like, I really wanted that. I wanted you guys to come together, even though, yeah, y'all in a group and we traveling together, but y'all still wasn't together until y'all had moments where y'all just had to all get on somebody. Then it was like, we together now. But other than that, this guy here, this guy there, this guy there.
Yeah.
And
but that's expected. I have to chime in to say, if you can wrap it all up, the overall experience of TGT was three individual grown men, fathers, men that have been successful in their own right, their whole life, their whole career.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine has sold the most records of all three of us. Genuine's got more number ones. And all, I don't care if they 20, 30 years, it don't matter. The hits, records have been sold.
He actually doesn't have more number ones.
It's good. He doesn't have?
No, not anymore.
This nigga here.
So
see, this is the shit I had to deal with. You know? I mean, like, this is the shit
on.
I had to
Who's got the most number ones in this motherfucker right now?
Oh, man.
Okay, so yo, good. Tank's got the most number ones. Let me make sure. Sorry, that's I had to update my database. So, trying to get three grown men who's been flying and moving and operating and functioning and been successful in their own right, doing it the way they do it,
yeah,
and it's producing results. To try and put all three of us in one, that in itself is a recipe for disaster. Because if we were all singing.
That in Red Bulls.
No. If we were all singing.
5 hour energy.
Oh, 5 hour energy.
Yeah. If we're all singing and we all are in a group and this is our first time, you know, doing it, then that's cool. But to be this successful in our own right individually and then wait this late in the game for all three of us to link up and do it together, I don't wear that.
I don't go about that like that.
Yeah.
I don't negotiate like that. Yeah. I'm not agreeing to that. Mm-hmm. I go about making my album my way. You go about making your albums your way. G does it his way. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is a recipe for disaster, taking three grown alpha men mm-hmm. and saying, let's all hold hands together and make believe we are, you know, anything that's three-way. So it happened with LSG,
mm-hmm.
you know. I was just with Gerald LaVert's daughter in Atlanta and heard so many stories about all of the stuff that they were dealing with the egos and personality, because they were all successful just like us. So I think, you know, yeah, there's more stories to be told, but I think in general, none of us should actually be surprised
yeah.
at any of the conflicts or moments of discomfort that took place, because we're all used to doing our own thing. And then now you're putting a square in a circle, trying to make it fit. And I'm just still proud of the ultimate outcome. I'm still proud of what we accomplished.
Absolutely.
You can't skip one song on this album,
amazing.
Three Kings.
Amazing album.
And we robbed ourselves of the opportunity to tour and really maximize what it is. But I got some great news for you, Tank. And Jay, I got some great news to tell y'all right now.
Okay.
And I want to move on, TGT, okay? Because I don't want to do this shit for another 30 minutes. Because clearly, the pre-interview came with, you asked him about this, and you asked
no,
him about that.
Actually,
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you. I got some great news.
Okay.
Atlantic Records has officially agreed to sign TGT for a second album. Yeah. Congratulations.
And
you're mad at me.
Congratulations.
You're mad at me?
You're welcome.
You're mad at me.
That's a, he didn't,
wow.
He didn't mean congratulations. He meant you're welcome.
I'm just gonna say this.
Wait.
I'm light skin.
Y'all don't seem to be.
I got a certain texture wow. here.
They're not happy.
My
about
name
this.
Is not genuine.
Okay, edit
you
that.
Can't make.
Edit that out of
this. Nope, it's in.
No,
it's
edit it out.
Nope,
it's
nope,
in. Nope.
You
nope,
see how they
nope,
responded to the
nope,
good news?
Nope.
That's
no, no, no.
crazy to me.
No.
Pull it's, that shit off the wall right
it's
there.
He skips.
Pull it off the wall.
He skips steps.
What did I skip?
Genuine. I'm not genuine. You can't have this conversation if that man is not here, brother.
Okay, so what does that mean? What did I do wrong?
Oh my God.
What did I do wrong, Jay Valentine?
You didn't call G and have that conversation.
I didn't call
with
Tank
G,
either.
But Tank's here.
But
are you happy or no? The fuck is going on? I feel, see, this is what we broke up already, cuz. I'm out of here.
He said, are you happy enough? Listen.
You see what I'm saying? I can't do shit.
You skipped a step. Me and you have been back in stride again,
wow.
brother.
Skip steps.
Wow.
Skip
steps. Wow. Reese, we've been back in stride again.
Oh, this really just happened.
We've been having
I
these conversations.
This was going to be cheers and clapter.
No, I mean,
clapter.
I got some champagne.
Clapter
in
is not a word.
It's not a word. It's no clapter.
I got some champagne out. It's
hey,
it's
hold on. You motherfuckers ain't happy either. Look at them. They like, yo, I see what you mean, Tank. Fuck you too, bearded man.
Bearded man. Dark bearded
These
man.
These motherfuckers ain't happy either. This is ridiculous.
Reese.
So it's me against y'all.
Reese.
No.
It's
no, y'all.
No, Reese.
Five of y'all.
It's this.
All right,
it's,
go ahead. It was tacky.
It would be...
it was tacky.
It would be amazing news if...
It's not amazing news.
No, listen. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
It would be amazing news...
Look at his face.
...if the conversation was, fellas...
He's staring into
I'm finna the
distance.
Go into this office... And I'm finna make a play. Are y'all ready to rock? And of course you was gonna get a yes from me. I already told you we should do it. But if you had that verbal yes from Genuine, yeah,
look at Jay's
and
face.
Then you walked in here and said, guys,
he's gay,
I did it. I pulled it off. Then we could celebrate. Yeah. Right now, you just celebrate. So you want us to celebrate you getting a deal for a group that doesn't exist.
All right.
You got
well, you know the good thing? We ain't signed nothing.
guy,
and
man.
Nothing has been negotiated. So maybe.
Oh, you've,
maybe.
Been, oh, you've negotiated.
I have not.
Oh, you put a number out there.
I have not. That's my word.
They just know your floor. They know your floor, though. They know,
my floor. they know my bottom line.
Hey, man, look at this, man.
Okay, no. Okay, see, that was a moment.
No.
That's a moment. I appreciate that. I learned that.
I love that.
I learned something.
You knew that already.
Jay Valentine, literally, he left the room. He was out on the side of a mountain gazing, daydreaming. We lost him for about 15 minutes because of me announcing TGT's got a new deal.
This is how it
That
goes.
Is unbelievable.
You can't have a deal without all of the no letters.
You got to put
Okay,
on.
Maybe I phrased it wrong. Can I get another shot?
No, just, man.
We're moving on. I am an actor.
Can I get a take two?
We're calling Junior.
Can I get a take two?
We're moving on.
We can't get a take two.
No.
I'm about to Tyler Perry. We're done here. Let's move on.
Wow. All right. Now, can I have a Jay Valentine moment and gaze off for a second?
I want to get into Tyrese.
I just got them to agree to teach
the singer, the solo artist.
Nothing is signed. Nothing is negotiated.
When I first met you, Tyrese, we went to New York to work on some music. And went to the studio and just, got it cracking. And I was like, I gotta go, man. He's like, don't leave. And I was like, I gotta go. And he wouldn't let me leave. And he's like, you can stay with me. You know what I'm saying? At my spot. And we went to your spot. And I was like, what's that smell? It's like, is that your feet?
What the fuck, man?
I gotta get the fuck up.
This is the worst interview ever.
Cancel this shit right now.
Where's my publicist?
Hey, man. What year you meet Reese?
I needed that. 98.
I think me and Tyrese met in 97.
Yo, man, I have clearly scarred niggas in real time, and I didn't know it.
Bro, you are a part of the
You
journey.
Are a part of my life. My lineage, brother. I couldn't separate from you if I wanted to. Yeah. I want to get into you as the artist, man, because...
Let's go back. Let's go back to Watts.
Let's give people an opportunity to stop thinking about my feet. Okay.
I had to get them.
That was in 98. These are jokes. Toes is different.
Yeah.
I washed my feet. Pedicures. I could afford them now.
Board of Health. You built a spa.
He had a salon.
That's what you do. You build stuff. We'll get to that.
You're building it now too.
Tell
so
me
I told
why.
Jay, if you piss me off today, I'm, make a phone call.
Build something backyard.
Nope.
Tell me, and I know we've heard this. I know you've been able to tell this story in a few different forms, but give me the energy that you feel when you realize that you have a gift. When somebody points it out to you, or it just comes to you, and you're like, oh shit, I'm different.
It's been happening for me long before I got on. I was always the center of attention everywhere I went. I was always the class clown. There'd be no such thing as ever running into me when I was 7, 8, 9 years old and not remembering. I remember that kid, because mm-hmm. that was just, I was always, as my mom, rest in peace, would say, I was always marked, I'm a marked man.
Mm-hmm.
And so, here's the thing. Being special or believing that you're special or people saying that you're special, there's something about you, wasn't necessarily connected to talent.
Mm-hmm.
That early on, there was no 9-year-old singing Tyrese. There was no 10-year-old actor. Mm-hmm. It never happened for me that early in the game. But as far as me just always being special, like I think Brandy Norwood, who I love, has been best friends with me since I was 11 years old.
Oh wow!
And me, Brandy, and Ray J used to sing at a park in Watts called Will Rogers Park, which they now call Ted Watkins Park. They from Mississippi, but they moved to Carson. So the only thing cracking in South Central LA
was these shows that was hosted at Will Rogers Park, and we would do these talent shows. And Brandy used to say to me at 11 years old, "You a star." And it would make me so uncomfortable. Because for one, I didn't know what it was. I didn't have no way of wrapping my head around this word. I didn't know what I was supposed to become. It's almost like somebody saying you're sexy, but you don't really know what it means. You don't know what clothes, what your haircut should be, or how do I embrace this word that someone is suddenly calling me? So yeah, when I was young, bro, my whole life I've always been, you know, what people would define as magic. Like, I know how to make everybody feel good around me. I have this charm, this charisma, this energy that you know, I'm a communicator. I've always been a communicator. I've always been considered an old soul. So, you know, there was nothing about me that says, yeah, you were born and raised in South Central LA, but it was very clear early on that I was born here, but I'm not of here. I'm not of this Crippin' and blood and gangster selling drugs, excessive force, murder, you know, anything that's going on, prostitution, whatever I grew up in and around my whole life, nothing in me early on felt like the outcome of my life is going to be the environment that I grew up in. So sorry for the long answer. No, yeah, that's the truth.
I for sure thought I was going to be in a gang. When I was growing up, because that's all that was around me, you know. So as we run around, little kids seeing all the gangsters, like, that was the cool thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, shoot, let me call off this pitchfork in my arm. Let them know that I'm trying to be on. I'm trying to be part of it.
Pitchfork.
Yeah.
You gotta explain that.
Midwest.
But what is the pitchfork mean?
That's just gangsta. Okay, hold on. I don't need to be part of.
Okay,
right?
Got you.
At early ages, but I'm making a parallel because I didn't have this magical thing that you're having at that age. Like, I was more invisible.
But you know what? Yeah. Everything about singing or doing music, they look at you as soft when you're in the hood. If you in the hood for real, sing. Man, fuck out of here with you singing at, you know.
I was just in the choir, though. I wasn't like.
Never did none of that.
I was rapping is what I was doing.
Yeah, because we got Black Tie and the Hurricane.
MC Hurricane. Here. So I was rapping in the hood.
Both of y'all here today.
MC Hurricane.
Yeah.
I've never heard that name before.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah. I only pull it out.
I was in a rap group called Triple Impact.
Triple Impact. So it was three of y'all.
It was three, my boy Michael, my boy Randy. Yeah. It was three of us.
So in the hood, you know, that's what you did.
Yeah, because I'm in Watts, right next to Compton, right next to Long Beach. So the pressure to rap for me was on a whole nother stratosphere, because we got NWA, Ice Cube, Snoop out of Long Beach, like West Coast. Was the West Coast and what it became because of gangster rap on the West Coast. So, you know, I wasn't trying to be Nate Dogg, you know, with my singing. And I was like, well, maybe the singing shit ain't for me.
But so, you knew you could sing. You didn't know.
I did not know I could sing till I was like 14.
But the talent shows with Brandy and Ray J, you singing or rapping? Are you?
Oh, sorry. I was singing.
Okay.
But talent shows, talent shows and getting on stage to sing wasn't this definitive thing that I want to do this for my life.
It's not what you had said.
And other than being in that talent show singing, I didn't feel safe and I didn't feel welcome on any level in the hood. Get your singing ass, get your soft singing ass, whatever that may be.
So you're in the rap group when you go and audition for the commercial? Are you still rapping yet? Are you?
The rap thing happened many years before that.
Okay.
And then I started wrapping my head around singing, but did not know that I wanted to make it a career, you know, because, all right, well, here's this talent show. Let me fall in. It's no different than niggas playing basketball.
Yeah.
Right. Or, you know, I played Pop Warner football. Not no sports nigga like that, but I played because that's what you're doing in the hood.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, it's masculine. It's alpha. You ain't doing no singing. That shit is soft, you know, on a hood level like where I'm from. So singing was discouraged, you know, and I wasn't singing in the church. So it's not like anybody who's in the hood is going to church is looking at this kid singing in the choir, lead singing. None of that was happening. So I had no gateway into R&B, no gateway into, boy, you sung your butt off the other day. Right. Yeah, I hope the Lord continue to use you. And I never had none of that. So my thing was skip church, even though I was in church, I wasn't in church singing. Skip church and whatever energy that can create for me with my vocals in the hood, and now go straight into to singing. It's Crips, Bloods, Gangsters, Essays, Police, Prostitution, Murder, and this nigga out here singing.
This nigga singing.
Yeah, this nigga out here singing. Shut the fuck up and let's get back to this cribbing. That's just what it is.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Nobody is surprised about anything that's happening for my life and career. They all knew. Wow. It was obvious that I had that oil on me and something was going to happen. And it was not like I'm, you know, holding good notes at 3 years old or playing the drums at three. Or he's a genius. I had none of that going. But once you met me, 7, 8, 10, 12 years old, something was on my life, and it was very clear. Before I knew I could sing, before I knew anything about talent, I was already this, you know, as people would say or describe, a magnet, a star. Something about me had this energy on me that I'm, whenever you figure out, whenever God figure out who and what you are destined to be, you gonna be something.
Yeah.
To know that I have this aura or this magnetism or energy all over me everywhere I go. Class clown, cracking jokes. Something is on this guy. Can he sing? I don't know. Can he rap? I don't know. Is he an actor? I don't know. None of that was discovered back then. Mm-hmm. So after I did the Coke commercial and I was singing on the bus, that's when it confirmed in my own spirit, okay, so maybe this singing thing is for you. Because at that point, singing thing is for you. Because at that point, I'm trying everything. I played baseball, football, basketball. I ran track. I was doing it. I was like, I got to figure out what God has in mind.
You played basketball?
Yeah.
You see? Why he can't play basketball, man?
You see? You see what I'm saying?
I let him get away with football. I let that slide.
Slow it down.
Go easy, Reese.
I was just gonna let him rock.
Yeah. It's all right.
Don't let him rock.
Tank ain't good at everything. Tank ain't good at everything. Long ass on. He can't do everything.
You got me there.
6'1", nigga.
You got me there.
You niggas is crazy, bro. You niggas are crazy, man.
So I did not know what my talent was. I just knew, you know, think of me as a personality. That's the only thing I had. When it come to cracking jokes and clowning, there's nobody at my school that can fuck with me. They'd be like, yo, it'd be like bagging or cracking joke. Like I was the king amongst my whole squad. So once the Coke commercial happened, the Hollywood thing would have been check out of school, you famous. I felt more safe at school than anywhere else I went. Mm-hmm. Because everything about me cracking jokes and having a community of my tribe, all my hood niggas, everybody from my school, that was school for me.
That makes sense.
And I did not want to graduate. I did not want to check out because of this sudden fame.
So you the Coca-Cola man.
Yeah.
It's going crazy. Who calls you and says, I think we have a meeting for a record deal for you?
It was a 20 record label bidding war when we had labels back
then. Off of the commercial.
Off of the Coke commercial.
20.
Yeah.
Thank they.
So
my goodness,
Daryl Jones, who we all love from Atlantic
Records.
Wow for the night. No.
Daryl Jones was literally summoned by Andre Harrell to come to my campus. He was literally sent to Locke High School when I was 16. Andre Harrell said, go find him. He reached out to my music teacher, Reggie Andrews, said, yeah, you can come in and meet him. So now all these record labels is trying to sign the kid from the Coke commercial. They're now showing up on my campus in school. Daryl Jones, 16 years old, was on my campus like an NBA scout, courting me.
He told you he could hoop.
Shut up, man.
Different kind of hoop.
Courting me, doing whatever it takes to charm and give me whatever energy.
You like candy? You like honey buns?
Yeah.
What you like? Shit. You want a Sprite? You want a Sprite?
No, I can get you a Sprite.
Here's your Sprite. It's a Coke
commercial. You want a Coke?
I want a Coke and a burger.
I had Cokes.
What kind of food do you like? You like cheeseburger?
You
know, so he's at my school, bro. A few times, Daryl Jones showed up.
Just popping up.
Popping up. Andre Harrell said, there is no way we are not going to sign this kid. At the time, rest in peace to the big homie. It was a legend, icon. Absolutely. We love you.
All of it, yes.
We honor you. Mm-hmm. We had the honor of giving you your flowers while you was with us. Yeah. But Andre Harrell, with my knowledge today, would have been the better choice. Hmm. Mary J. Blige, Heavy D.
All of it.
All the above.
Jodeci.
Right, Jodeci.
All of it.
You know, this is a guy. Yes. A real music guy, not just an executive, not a figurehead or a label.
Savant.
A real guy.
Yeah.
Artist development, the visuals, the videos, really giving the artist an opportunity to mold and shape the direction and create art and music. But Andre didn't offer the bag.
I already knew it. I already knew he was going to say that.
RCA offered the bag.
What kind of bag was it?
$2.5 million.
At 16. 16.
2.5. 2.5.
Yeah.
You know what $2.5 million is in 1990?
1997.
You know what $2.5 million is in 2023?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It still spins. You feel me?
I stretch it. So,
but obviously, that's not $2.5 million that was given to me in my pocket. Yeah. That's the budget. That's the you know the cost of the album, the videos, just whatever. So yeah, $2.5 million. I bought my first house at 16. 4-bedroom, 2-car garage, right off the golf course in Hawthorne.
In Hawthorne.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So they said there was a one nigga, it was a hood nigga walked up to me. If you sensitive about the N-word, sorry. There was a hood nigga that said to me, hey man, he never seen this kind of money. He said, man, you know, because all it's so crazy because all my real ones from South Central LA Watts to this day, bro. There's a lot of people name dropping and telling stories. You know, you got history versus his story. Mm-hmm. All my real ones, they're all so happy for me to this day. Not jealous, give me real love. Doesn't matter what I'm doing and how far in between I see them. All love.
Mm-hmm.
So a hood nigga walked up to me. He said, hey, Reese, go kill that shit, bro. Exact words. Go kill that shit, bro. Hey, listen. Any nigga ever try and come at you, don't try and be us. We do this Crip shit 24 hours, 7 days a week. We do this for real. If anybody ever try and come at you, just call us. We don't need to be with you. We need to be a part of your clique, your entourage, traveling. Most of us is hood niggas. We don't like to leave the hood anyway. Go do your thing. And oh yeah, don't be one of them shoulda, woulda, couldas. Go buy a house. Go make certain investments because if the shit hits the fan a year or two from now and nobody's calling your name, just have something to show for it. And not only did I buy one, I bought two houses before I was 22. If I get one hit out of it and it's over, I at least own a home with equity.
Well, let's talk about that one hit.
Hmm.
Cause nigga.
Yeah.
Boy.
Boy, boy, boy.
Sweet motherfucking lady.
Hmm. Mm. Praise God.
Jonte.
Troy Taylor. And the characters.
And the characters at the time.
Before there was the underdogs, there was the characters.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Listen, I remember the first time I heard that record. Mm. I'm like, oh, he's out of here. Because I had seen the commercial. And I'm like, oh, dude, dope. Because as singers, you can hear the smallest little inflections,
Did I just hear cuz? Hmm? Or was you making a point?
Huh?
Cuz, as singers, did you say that?
Nah, not me.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm
not,
so we.
I'm not from LA. Okay. I don't play no LA.
He'll blood
LA.
You, but listen, he's not going to give you no
LA. I don't play no LA games.
I'm wearing your coat.
I'm from the Bay.
No, it's not about the color.
Nope.
The Bay use blood differently.
We not. Okay. It comes from young blood. It comes from pimp.
I heard cuz, man. I'm not a Crip either. Never been ever in my life. Don't beat me up in the Bay.
You sure do a lot of Crip dancing.
We don't gangbang. We don't gangbang in the Bay.
That was for the movie.
But so I hear, you know, as like we said, we hear things as singers. And I'm like, oh, he got it. He cold.
Mm.
That nigga tough. Even from that little piece that you sang on that commercial, wasn't a whole, it ain't a full song, it ain't nothing. But I was like, he got something. But then you just know music, it's like, what comes next? Sweet lady, bro.
Sweet lady. Verses was, I don't want
nobody else
but you. And that's when I was like, because I was at a performance you were doing and I was watching you warm up.
Mm.
And when you warming up, you did a backflip. I was like, oh, this nigga really trying to be me.
Only gymnast.
This nigga really want to be me.
Oh, here, oh, man. You flip too?
I've been flipping. Well, I flip.
Man, stop playing.
20 handsprings in a row. Sherman Park.
You got
Park.
A trampoline in your front yard.
Nigga, yeah, just absolutely.
So what are you saying? What are you saying after the interview?
Y'all about to go have a flip-off at the... You niggas is
are we doing double backs?
Wrong man, for
I
this.
Flip.
Are
I
we
do double,
doing flip-flop, flip-flop back?
I did double backs on grass. What are you talking about?
I did double backs on grass.
I'm talking about grass, nigga. You don't want grass. That work?
Yeah.
You don't want this work?
We're
gonna be fucked
double.
Up.
I'm about to say, nigga, I can't do a double back right now.
Hell no.
All the way.
Nigga,
up.
Yeah, we fucked up.
Listen,
yeah.
For you guys that don't know, these guys are born 2 days apart. So, I know what this
my
is.
God.
Double, triple back.
Capricorn, baby.
Triple impact over here.
Triple impact.
Triple back.
Flip, flop, flip, flop, flip, flop, flop.
Hey, come on, man. You flip, flop, crazy.
That, when I saw you do that, and I was like, okay. Like, because I wasn't out yet. Mm. I was kind of signed to RCA, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't working. And so I was just kind of following you around, still following Genuine around. I was like, you did that backflip? I was like, oh. He's good.
Yeah, it was a part of my routine. That's what he was doing in the hood, man, on pissy mattresses in the field.
Easy.
Backflips.
But then Sweet Lady came out. Me, Cliff, and Jerry sitting upstairs. I'm like this.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't no turning back. And what are you, about 17 now, right? It took about a year between?
The album was released in 98. I did Nobody Else. First of all, I was a video vixen first for Usher.
Well, you know.
It's a vixen. Paying my dues.
Yeah, that was,
no, but that wasn't before Sweet Lady.
It was. It was before Nobody Else.
It was?
Was it?
Yes.
I just knew you, so that's why I'm thinking.
Yeah, I did My Way video with Usher.
Yeah, I never realized that.
Frank Gatson. Shout out to Frank Gatson on the plug.
I don't know if I would shout out Frank Gatson for that. I don't.
Why not?
I would.
He was doing the whole video.
Yeah, I just don't think that was the look. I just don't.
You don't think that was the
me
look?
Me, you had this conversation. No. I remember us having that conversation. You don't think I should have did that video? That's crazy.
Nope.
Wow, you gonna say this 20 some years later?
Nope.
Well, I'm sorry, Hank. The video was out there.
It's like when I can't delete it on YouTube. It's like when Prince turned down Bad.
There was nothing compromising about doing the My Way video with Prince telling stories about what Michael Jackson wanted him to do.
No, Michael Jackson wanted him to be the villain in the video.
But it was some things that he wanted him to either say or do that made him uncomfortable.
It was just be the villain. I'm going to beat you up. I win.
Gotcha.
And the first lyric of the song was, your butt is mine. He's like, not my butt. Saying.
Usher didn't do that. Usher didn't do that.
He told you he liked it his way.
Okay, pause. 20-something later.
Was those the lyrics?
No, he's saying that to the girl.
I know that.
He's saying to your girl,
she likes it. She telling you about your girl. Your girl like it my way. Look out.
I mean, no, he definitely took your bra.
He took your girl.
Did he take my girl?
Yes.
I need to look at the video.
He took your girl.
Fuck you. This feeling has been festering for years.
But I tell you,
Reese, that wasn't a good look. She likes it my way. And he took my girl. Wasn't my girl. It's his video.
It was a girl you wanted. That's why he had to tell you. Whoa, bruh. She like it my way.
Whoa, Coca-Cola.
Whoa, bottle man.
Whoa, bottle man. She like it my way.
This nigga right here. Huh? Hey, bro. What's wrong with this guy?
Yo, man. Well,
Sweet Lady.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't even know what Sweet Lady was, bro.
You know how many songs I made like Sweet Lady?
Did not know.
Oh, yeah.
Was it written for you?
Yes.
It was. It was tailored for you?
No. John Tay Austin wrote it when he was 16.
For him.
Yeah.
It was
a song that they were sitting on,
hell of
I think.
A writer.
But they didn't. Yeah. Troy Taylor, God bless you. To this day, I stuck to the formula. Mm-hmm. I don't sing backgrounds. Troy Taylor's
is
all
John
over.
Is John Tay singing the backgrounds? Or Troy
no,
singing
on my first single. For 2,000 watts, Jay Valentine.
Man, we ain't got there yet.
Sung all. Hey, you know that song, I Like Them Girls? All of the vocals.
Probably some ad-libs still there, too.
Yeah, it's what you said. He's like, I'm going to get a shot.
Hey, listen. Reese will keep all of it.
Hey, listen. That was never the intention.
Yo, you hit
it was
that
not
shit.
Supposed
Thank
to.
Thank you.
Many years later. Jay Valentine's, there would be no I Like Them Girls.
With an S, Jay Valentine's.
Times. You heard that thing.
I like them girls. That was just purely
come on, can you
demo.
Give it to us?
Hell no.
You're a singer. I know y'all new song.
It was fly.
You can't give us.
We're not skipping steps, Reese.
Can you confirm?
Reese,
I just want the fans in real time.
You're not taking over the pod?
Okay, I'm not
taking over the pod.
Got to take over Spirit. Calm down.
Relax.
Can I get some water?
Relax, I got to have the room.
You guys have water for this guy, man. It's right there. It's right there. Your water's right there.
Thank you.
He's good. He's good.
I forgot. I got it.
Relax.
He's skipping steps. There you go again. Skipping steps.
First of all, sir, y'all didn't give me no pre-interview to tell me the structure and what we're going to cover in whatever sequence.
What we're covering is you.
Okay, and I just wanted him to give some love and sing I Like Them Girls.
You're not even in that song yet.
What?
We still on Sweet Lady.
They're going to come on my podcast
and tell you to sing.
Sing, monkey. No, motherfucker.
Sing, light skinned monkey. With the baby hairs.
What the fuck, man?
All right, I'm gonna calm down.
Where you going, Tank?
We were talking about Troy Taylor singing all the background.
Okay. Yes.
And I went to the obvious. You did it before Troy. Would
no,
I like
no.
that? No, that's not true. Go
see,
ahead.
Look at you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sweet Lady Super Smash, you're on track to be extremely successful.
You know it's gonna be a two part.
It's fine.
No, absolutely.
It's fine. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're on track.
And
to
you're going on tour. It's gotta be a two part.
You say what?
And you're going on tour, so it's gotta be a two part interview. Go ahead.
Extremely successful. At this point, are you really starting to understand what's happening around you?
No.
You have no idea?
No clue.
Wow.
Completely in disbelief. Going back to that humility and humble and gratitude, which I'm still humble and grateful.
You ain't that humble.
But
you're not that humble. You might be grateful. You're not that humble.
I was talking to Tank.
He's kind of
Is this what y'all do? He's throwing lobs, ad libs in?
Yeah, and then
I heard. Like,
we go back and forth.
Yo, Jay Valley, I heard you.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Okay, so.
Let's address that. I don't think Tyrese is not humble. I just think.
Nigga said he was born with the glow.
He did say he was born with the glow. He just said, I just think he's strong.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
And I didn't say it about myself. This is what people said about me.
You said it. You felt it. Your body moves and you got that glow. I just think Tyrese is Ty is just a strong personality. And anything he says, you know what I'm saying?
I did not say I was born with a glow.
You did. It could be taken. Like as a baby,
this thing called magic.
As a baby,
you heard
the doctor,
magic?
When the doctor pulled me out, it was like a light, and my mom was like, "What's that shine?" And he was like, "That's your baby." You know, that's basically what you said.
Get your shine on.
Get your shine on.
What's that shine? That's your baby.
That's your baby.
Yo, is that a halo?
Yeah, geez.
Man, get some Velcro on your seat.
Oh, kind of got a budget. That's why you put on the carpet.
Shouldn't be sliding.
Yeah.
Send the budget at Jay Valentine. Fix
because
that.
You had your feet up sliding.
Yeah, you're doing everything. You can't sit
the bottom
still.
Of the seat should not be sliding like this because I won't be the first or the last to laugh.
Everybody has survived in that seat until you can.
All right, whatever. Send the budget, Jay.
Here's
Velcro. Fuck out of here. R&B Money Podcast with the sliding seats. Go back to what you were saying, man. Your seat ain't sliding, nigga. I'm sitting on the couch.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, everybody. This is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
He's strong personality, strong in believing in what he feels, and sometimes you cannot hear what he's saying versus how you feel it's being conveyed. Because when Tyrese talks, it's like it's theater talk. I don't know if you learned that from Ving Rhames. Or
no.
If that was just, you know, when he talk, it's like, it's a moment. You know what I mean? So you being able to control rooms.
But you got the same thing, Dang.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. You don't have a strong.
I have a strong voice.
Alpha.
But your natural entrance, as soon as you walk in the room, you're already there. Hey, what's going on, everybody? How you doing? Yeah, yeah, okay, all right, yeah. Like, it's immediate.
Y'all are funny, man.
But and so people can interpret
that. Can we get
an
R&B Money podcast?
You need a fan?
No, just a paper towel. Is that in the budget?
Yeah, it's okay. In the budget.
And does your paper towel, is it going to leave any white lint on my head? Yeah,
let me just get okay. Get you some air.
No, I don't want air. I'm cool. I just want to wipe off this this gloss.
Yeah,
to wipe
the hot seat.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Jay ain't got to worry about that. You know what happens when you got curls?
It goes to the hair.
No,
that's
just
right.
Cool
as
niggas.
As
cool niggas don't get
hot. It
goes. Cool right niggas, don't
curly
hot.
Time.
Niggas
don't
get hot. But anyway,
yeah,
you have no idea that you're about to sell a boatload of records and go crazy. Amazing moment, amazing song. And then, because I want to jump to Jay Valentine. And I like them girls.
But there's a backstory to this.
Yeah.
Please, I don't remember.
No. So, because before the record was just us kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
You come by the studio. At this point, I'm working with Damon Thomas. Mm-hmm. And one night, we just in there, we vibing, man. We working, and you like, Jay, I got a long ride. You want to roll with me? I'm like, what, nigga? What are you talking about? We in Encino. I'm like, well, where you live? Because I'm, you know, my whole thing, too. I'm like, we both young, 18 years old at the time, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, this nigga got to drive. Wherever it sound far. He like, yeah, I got to go to Hawthorne. Like, what the fuck is Hawthorne? Nigga, I'm not from here. I'm like, what is Hawthorne? Mm. Like, nigga, about an hour or something about from here. I'm like, fuck. Nigga guilt tripped me. I'm like, all right, dog. Because he, you know, nigga, we in the studio. We working. We doing a little shit. We ain't moved to know I like them girls. This is down right. The line.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it, bro. I roll with you. Man, this nigga get to Hawthorne. I'm thinking this nigga sleepy. So we get to this nigga house, he got drums in the garage. I'm like, nigga, I thought you was tired. Nigga, I thought it was the guest room. Nigga, it's you in this big ass house by yourself, a townhouse. Mm-hmm. Nigga, Show me my room.
Was not a townhouse.
What was it?
It was a 4-bedroom house.
Oh, here you go.
Don't disrespect. I'm 16. Don't downplay my shit.
You're not 16 now, nigga.
Well, I was 18. I was still in my. It was a house.
He had a house, man, but they were connected to other houses.
It's a townhouse.
I'd
be trying to.
Hey, you hear me?
I'm trying to maintain that he's humble. That
he's not. And I said this a long time ago.
He's not humble.
And he's not tired. I'm like, nigga, it's 3-4 in the morning. He like, hey, cuz.
What are you doing, man? This nigga on the drums beating the shit out of me.
So I'm still trying to find my room at this nigga's house, man. I'm like, I ain't never been here. Where do I go? He's like, no, come here real quick. He grabs a stack of papers. I don't know what these stack of papers are. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a movie script before. Mm. I don't know what that is. He like, look at that part right there. You read that part. I'm going to read this part. I'm like, what? It's 3-4 in the morning, bro. He didn't play drums. Now, somehow, I'm his co-star in this movie that will become Baby Boy.
Wow.
And I'm reading lines back from him. And I don't remember the lines. I think I'm probably Omar Gooding part. I might be being Rames.
Because see what you motherfuckers don't realize.
But he's like, Jay, just read those parts. I'm going to read mine back. And I'm watching him transform into Jody. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, this nigga could act.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it to him.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it in my head. I'm like, damn, bro, like this nigga just handed me this stack of papers that with all the, you know, which I said, you know, will become a script. And he going through the shit and he go full South Central LA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Give you the whole thing.
He twist the voice a little bit. Yeah. And everything is a little extra'd out. Uh-huh. And I'm like, damn, this is cool, man. This nigga really, he got some other shit that's brewing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
John Singleton that just came to my house probably 2 days before you came.
That's crazy.
And made me read the Baby Boy script cover to cover. I had been running from John Singleton, rest in peace, for like 6 years. Remember, I used to host on MTV, mm-hmm. MTV Jams Countdown. So John, everywhere I went, and Ice Cube can tell this story, everybody John has ever pursued, so I'm not saying that to sound facetious or be facetious, he pursued me as an actor and would not let up until I finally did a film. So he actually wanted me to do Shaft, and that role that Busta Rhymes had in the film was something that he wanted me to do, and I told him no. Hmm. Because I was so on a music high that I had been chasing for, I don't know, 3-4 years, whatever it was. I couldn't imagine myself being on a movie set, and as corny and as crazy as this sound, I didn't want none of my homies to say I went Hollywood.
Hmm. And the movie would be Hollywood.
Mm. But now that I know what I know about the phrase, which is stupid as hell, this twist in this word cost me so many opportunities and so much money, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Hey, that nigga Hollywood, that's what I never wanted them to say about me.
Yeah.
But being Hollywood or going Hollywood, it's not because it's an acting choice. It's a personality type.
There it is.
When your nose is up in the air, you think you're too bougie, fancy, too rich.
Yeah.
You acting all arrogant, stuck up, standoffish, and this and that. Now, nigga, you changed.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that anywhere.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a general hood word and a phrase that's been thrown out there forever.
That holds people back.
Yeah. Oh, nigga, you changed has killed many careers.
Yeah.
That nigga went Hollywood. He acting brand new. Has killed many careers.
Yeah.
Right.
So you end up getting away from every dream, all the shit that keeps you up at night. You get away from it because you're so concerned about your homies thinking that you're going to change on them. And then now, at 44 years old, I can say, you fucking right, I'm going to change.
Goddamn right.
You fucking right.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you think of me as Hollywood, I got $10 billion in box office on my name. So I'm not Hollywood, meaning personality. All my real ones, love is love. But I did not want to do movies.
after John chased me for six some years because I was afraid of homies in the hood I grew up with saying, you changed and you went Hollywood.
Wow.
And imagine that, T.
Imagine missing a classic.
Yeah. Shaft.
Well, no, it's not Shaft.
Baby boy. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you know, because you had already missed one.
But you had already, been running from him.
Yeah.
For that long.
Yeah.
And something, as you go into, you know, the chosen speech or the divine always finding a way to make sure you get what you need for the journey.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what made me do the movie.
It wasn't me?
No.
Cool.
Running lines with you did not get me further into.
I fucked up your whole shit.
I know you want to be able to say it's the light skinned man with the beige milk cream sugar on the motherfucking sweater with the stripes. I want you to be able to
I
say.
I read with him and I really gave him.
You know what I mean? If it wasn't for me, no, I can't say that.
I said, no, Reese, change that line, right? Don't do it like
that's
that.
That's what it is. Because he just put me in wanted, all the places, right? That shows you right there.
But the baby boy is not included.
It was John Singleton. It was me.
No, so I'm going to tell you what happened. John Singleton said to me that he wrote the movie for Tupac. Tupac was supposed to be Jody. And he literally wrote that movie with Pac in mind because they had already done a couple things, Poetic Justice, blah, blah, blah. So when Pac got killed in 96, he basically, it was never announced. He was never in pre-production. It was just something that he was writing with Tupac in mind. And so, yeah, when he got killed in Vegas, John was depressed for years because that was his best friend, soulmate. You know, they just linked and clicked up. You know, John was always a super weirdo, but he a hood nigga, and he loved who he loved, and he loved me. He loved Pac. He loved Cube, and blah blah blah. So, yeah, when he told me the story about the fact that he wrote this movie for Tupac, and he has not met anyone before me that remind. He's like, these are his words, not mine. You remind me of Pac. You loud, you funny, you an alpha, you know, you got all, and then you was raised by your mama, you know, no father in the house, Afeni Shakur raised Pac. So he was making all these connections all the to Pac, to me. And he said, you remind me of Pac. You vocal, you outspoken, you not afraid of no controversy, politics, life, love, spirituality. You know, I wasn't book studied like Pac, but he said you remind me of Pac. I'm not talking about rapping, I'm talking about just as an overall energy. And when he said that to me, that fucked me up. And it created a feeling in me that was never there from just him chasing me to be a movie star. I wasn't interested in that. I was out here getting some real sweet lady vaginal activity.
I know you were.
I was, the vaginal activity was cracking. And I wanted no parts of hitting the pause button on this level of juice that was flowing.
Come on now, talk the talk. Talk the R&B talk.
Okay, that's real shit.
Talk the talk.
Now listen, I was very happy that I wasn't heavily associated to the church, you know?
So because there was
nobody able to play on me and say, oh, look at them. He's singing in the church, and now he out here singing devil music with all these groupies around. You know, shit the Tank has dealt with. That wasn't my story. So I was never heavily associated to anything.
What groupies are you? I've always been an upstanding church member of church.
Sir, you're not only... Not only were you born and raised in the church, but you're also a PK. You're a pastor's kid. So you're all the way
pastor's grandkid.
Yeah.
PGK.
PGK.
Okay, so your pops, your grandfather. My grandfather. I'm a PGK too.
No, my grandmother.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I'm playing no games with him.
My
Doctor,
grandfather.
Pastor Mary Jean Giles.
My grandfather was a pastor.
Okay.
So we're one and the same.
My
grandfather, rest in peace, name was Reverend Ellis. Okay. The woman he got pregnant, name was Bobby Gibson. And back in the day, back in that era, if you ever had a child and you wasn't married, then the child would automatically get the woman's last name.
Yeah.
So my grandfather,
really Tyrese Ellis. You like something to
everything? Yeah.
T. Ellis.
T. Ellis.
Gibson.
Like if you'd have been Tyrese Ellis, you'd have been able to hoop. Ellis is a great.
What about you?
Hooping last night. Just the arms right there? No, sir. No, sir.
So my grandfather had a major church in St. Louis, Reverend Ellis. And you know, just like you, man, we love speaking. We love pouring spirituality, putting our motivational, inspirational out there.
Did you say porn or you said pouring?
Pouring. We love pouring into people. We love pouring in. It is a natural thing for us to want to help and uplift and build. I got 5,000 videos all over YouTube with my motivational, inspirational stuff because I first of all, I want people to know, I've never said this publicly, I want people to know that I do carry a particular level of guilt about being this successful. It wears on me. And so my way of giving it all away is to write the longest captions and to post and put up my inspirational videos and do interviews where I'm talking and pouring because there is somebody who wanted to commit suicide before they seen this interview that we're doing right now. And if you understand the responsibility of the stage and the platform, not just on some groupie and fun and bling bling and what you driving and what you living in, as we all know, multimillionaires kill themselves every day.
Yeah.
People that's got the biggest homes and private planes, they kill themselves every day. Which means that you may be broke and feel like if I had money, then maybe these suicide thoughts wouldn't be there. The suicide thoughts will still follow you into your bigger net worth. So for us to have the stage and the platform and the voice and not use it to benefit people who believe in us and don't believe in Jesus.
Talk about it.
There's people out here who don't have nothing that they've tapped into. And the fact that I continue posting about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I say the Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. There is no such thing as inhaling and exhaling without God. The fact that I'm even sitting here to talk about anything that's ever been achieved and done is because these are the things that God had in mind for me and had in mind for y'all. And who are you to be threatened and insecure and intimidated about what somebody else have when I didn't even think I would ever have it for myself? So I do carry a particular level of guilt, which is why I always go out of my way to give it all away. Now, what I say and how often I say it may not work for people, for some, and that's fine. But guess what? You may be all right in your life. So all this rambling and long ass caption, all this motivational stuff you got going on, that ain't for me. I'd rather go listen to Jay-Z or go listen to somebody else. Go listen to Kanye. Go listen to somebody else talk about whatever it is they talking about. So that's the beauty of social media. Unfollow. But as far as you following me, I just need y'all to understand, I don't have a lot of friends. These are my closest friends sitting right here, and I don't see y'all that often. And we live up the street from each other because I don't necessarily want people around me like that. So my way of feeling like I'm giving it all away and I'm returning the love and feeling the pressure of success, you becoming successful is not going to be because you see me pull up in a Rolls Royce. I have a responsibility to give people the information and the details of what I did and how I went about it in order for them to go, oh man, that's how he got it. Don't be inspired by the nigga with the shiny building. Be inspired by the man that's willing to tell you the details of how he got the shiny building.
Yeah.
Because it's not lonely at the top if you help somebody else get there.
Yeah.
So long before I even got on, that's who I am. That's always who I've been. The reason my phone rings and people want to have those conversations with the gun in their hand, and we've all gotten that call from somebody at some point. I don't know why God trusted you to call me in this moment. But I first want to tell you, I thank God for you just being willing to call me to tell me that this is what's on your mind.
Yeah.
And we're going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens.
Yeah.
So I just want y'all to know, like, yeah, singing is cool. Being a movie star is cool. But I feel like that's a gateway into what God is using me for. And some of my messages, some of my approaches to the message may make you feel a way. It might be uncomfortable. You might, oh, he's trolling. Oh, he's so annoying. He's cringeworthy. I've seen it all in my comments, but it hasn't stopped me from pouring into people, because you never know who, when, where, and why someone needed that message at that very moment. Not as a pastor, mm-hmm. not as a prophet, not as someone at the pulpit.
Yeah.
Just me understanding my stage and my platform and wanting to build anybody who's willing to let me build them up. That's why I do it.
And even the way we got into this conversation, you know, vaginal activity.
Yes. They deserve untreated wood.
Yeah. Going back.
I mean, it's a great segue, though, because we were talking about I like them girls.
Exactly. So right? Going yeah. back. So you. I want to say this. Before he went TD Jakes on us.
The seat is sliding again. TD Jakes.
You and this is no disrespect.
That means the disrespect is coming.
Nope, no disrespect to Tupac Shakur. Mm-hmm. He's you know, absolutely amazing, phenomenal human being. You were perfect for that movie.
I was perfect for it because Pac never got a chance to do it.
I can't speak to that. What I can speak to is
Pac was
this movie, this role. You were so great and so, I hate to use the word perfect, but I mean, why not? You were so perfect in that role and in that movie that no matter what you do, you will never be able to shed that. Ever.
Nor would I ever try.
You will always be.
A part of you is Jody, for sure.
For sure. Forever. No matter where they see you.
I'll always be your baby boy.
And you're going to have, listen, you're going to have Fasts and Furiouses and Transformers mm-hmm. and everything else that you're going into.
Transformers.
Four Brothers.
Waist Deep. Black and Blue.
Like you're gonna
Morbius.
You're gonna have successes, you know, continue to have successes beyond your wildest dreams, right? Based on your disbelief. But that thing right there, that starting point right there, what a building block. Mm-hmm. What a foundational block to have your building standing on top of.
No, great. It's great, bro.
I have a question.
Thank you, ask the question before I go into I Like Them Girls?
Let's hold the I Like Them Girls because that's the start of part two.
Okay.
Okay, all right. I just have a question.
Here we go.
I have a question.
Nigga turn into Robert.
Please. You know what? Don't you say that?
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.